بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد، أفإن مت فهم الخالدون، كل نفس ذائقة الموت، ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة، وإلينا ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, and those listening over the receiver. It is the inherent desire of each and every human being on the face of this earth to excel on all fronts. Whether male or female, he or she wishes to be the most handsome, the most beautiful, the most intelligent, the most powerful, the most wise. However, the dilemma that the world is facing today is the definition of wealth, the definition of wisdom, the definition of beauty, the definition of strength is ever changing. So she was the former Miss World. There's someone today that is more beautiful than her. He used to be the strongest man in the world. Today somebody is stronger than him. He used to be counted as one of the 10 most wealthiest people in the world. Today somebody else is considered to be the wealthiest man in the world. We don't need to look far. We look into the political history of our own country. A man who once upon a time, who was viewed by the broader world as being a terrorist, has today been unanimously been accepted as the icon of liberation. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says in the riwayat of Ibn Abi Dunya, he says, أَتَيْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَاشِرَ عَشْرَةٍ. He says, one day I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and we were 10 companions. As I was interacting with Nabi عليه السلام, one of my companions stood up and he said, O Nabi of Allah, I have a question to ask you. Nabi عليه السلام said, go ahead. He said, O Nabi of Allah, مَنْ أَكْيَسُ النَّاسُ وَأَحْزَبُ النَّاسُ. Who is the most learned man? And in essence, what constitutes wisdom? Who is the most learned man? And in essence, what constitutes wisdom? Nabi alayhi salam, without blinking an eyelid, said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتَعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ أُولَٰئِكَ الْأَكْيَاسِ ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. O my Sahaba, the one who lives a life in the remembrance of death, and he makes sufficient preparation for the grave and the subsequent stages of death. Now every year you read on the notice board, you come to the masjid, so and so has passed away. What we always say, I will also die. One day Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's sitting in masjid in Nabawi. And somebody comes to him and he says, oh Umar, I have brought to you the news of the death of so and so. Sayyidina Umar said, you have brought to me the news, the death of so and so. He said, tomorrow somebody will pass the message on that Umar is gone. Tomorrow somebody will pass the message that Umar is gone. When you and I speak about death, it's something that is considered to be something that is abstract. I mean, tell a youngster in the prime of his life, speak about death. What will he tell you? I have another 30, 40 years to look forward to. I don't think it would be an overstatement to say, in the so-called intelligent thinkers of our time, I mean, we speak about death. What will we say? It's something which is very far away. Nabi alayhi salam said, it is the height of wisdom. It is the symbol of logic. It is the pinnacle of intelligence. The hadith appears in Bukhari. Nabi alayhi salam comes to the battlefields of Badr. And there were some of those that were thrown into a well. And Nabi alayhi salam began interacting with those that were thrown into the well. And he said, هَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّا. Have you found the promise of your Lord to be true? فَإِنِّي قَدْ وَجَدْتُ مَا وَعَدَنِي رَبِّي حَقًّا. Nabi alayhi salam said, whatever I have mentioned, I've literally seen it with my eyes. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab was standing next to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he tapped him on his shoulder, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, let me ask you something. مَا تُخَاطِبُ مِنْ أَقْوَامٍ قَدْ جِفُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I failed to understand the wisdom of communicating and conversing with these souls that have disintegrated in this well. Nabi alayhi salam said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ مَا أَنْتُمْ بِأَسْمَعِ مَا أَقُولُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ جَوَابَهَا. by the qasam of that being who has sent me as his true messenger, I swear by the Almighty Allah, those who are lying in this well, they can hear better than you can. They can hear better than you can. However, they cannot respond. Otherwise, they are hearing it word for word, word for word. The hadith that I quoted before you, Nabi alayhi salam said, is narrated on the strength of Wasila ibn Asqa. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Uhzuru mawtakum. Make it a point to be present whilst people are dying. Walaqinuhum bila ilaha illallah. And exhort them, encourage them to recite the kalima. وَبَشِّرُوهُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ. And give them the glad tidings of ultimate entry into the gardens of Jannah. Why? فَإِنَّ الْحَلِيمَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ يَتَحَيَّرُ عِنَّ ذَلِكَ الْمَسْرَةِ. Because remember, O my companions, the hour is so critical, the moment is so crucial, that leave the average individual at the time of death, even the learned and the ulama and the scholars, even they stagger at that juncture. Imam Sha'rani has written in his kitab categorically, he says when a man dies, shaitan appears before this man in the form of his late father on the right, in the form of his late mother on the left, or some deceased member of the family, and shaitan tells this person, I have died as a Muslim, I have regrets dying as a Muslim, abandon Islam. If you and I can understand how flimsy we are, how weak we are, and we fall prey to the temptations of the devil at every step of the way, what would happen at that time when the infiltration of the devil will be to the maximum? You know the example of that I always give. You're in a soccer match. The last 2 minutes, every player exerts himself to the maximum. Why? These last 2 minutes could decide a goal. Once the final whistle is blown, you can score 10 goals. It makes absolutely no difference. Imam Abu Ja'far Qurtubi is in the throes of death. His students come to greet him. And they exhort him to recite the kalima. And he says, La, La. He openly declines. Before leaving this world, he regains consciousness for a short while. His students tell him that we humbly requested you to recite the kalima. You blankly refused. He says, my la was not to you, it was to the devil. My la was not to you, it was to the devil. He said, shaitan came to me. And he said that abandon Islam. I said, how dare? I am that very man. My entire life I advocated the words of Nabi alayhi salam. That inna shaitan ya'ti ahadakum qabla mawti. That verily shaitan will come to a dying man, no matter who the person is. And he would exhort the person to give up Islam and abandon Islam. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the riwayat appears in Muslim, the conqueror of Egypt, as he is about to leave this world, his son enters to greet him. As his son enters, he starts crying. So the son pacifies the father. He said, oh my father, why are you crying? Repeatedly, I heard Nabi alayhi salam giving you the glad tidings of Jannah. Why are you crying? He said, oh my son, before leaving this world, let me pan out my life before you. He said there were three stages to my life. Number one, وَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنِي وَمَا مِنَ النَّاسِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَغَضُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He says, I remember that stage of my life prior to Islam, where I hated the Nabi of Allah the most. فَلَوْ مِتُّ عَلَى تِلْقَ التَّبَقَ لَكُنْتُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. If I died in that condition, I would have been going headlong into the fire of Jahannam. He says, I came to Nabi alayhi salam. The riwayat of Bukhari says, he said, O Nabi of Allah, upsud yameenak. Take out your hands. He said, Nabi alayhi salam took out his hands. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I am prepared to accept. He withdrew his hands. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, O Amr, what is the meaning of this? He says, I am prepared to accept Islam on one condition, that you confirm my entry into the gardens of Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam said, riwayat of Bukhari, Ama alimt an al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. Allah will pardon all the sins that you have committed. He said, oh my son, that was the golden era of my life. He said, Nabi alayhi salam then passed on. He said, Nabi alayhi salam passed away. Falastu adri ma hali fiha. He says, I don't think I have maintained that level of spirituality that I maintained whilst Nabi alayhi salam was alive.
He said, that was the golden era of my life. After Nabi alayhi salam left this world, the comforts of the world open up before us. He says, the comforts of the world open up before us. He says, I'm about to leave this world, oh my son. I don't know how I will meet my creator. But then he then tells his son, he said, oh my son, when I die, I have a few requests. Like I always say, we have children. Tell your children when I'm about to leave this world. Let me not die in the laps of doctors and nurses in some strange hospital. Keep me in the comfort of my home. Turn me towards Qibla. And let me leave this world in a condition that my Allah is pleased with me. He says, oh my son, when I die, إِذَا أَنَا مِتْ فَلَا تَسْحَبْنِي نَاعِهَا وَلَا يَتْبَعْنِي مَادٍ. Number one, I don't want people to falsely praise me. When people come and pay their respects, entertain them, see to them, and that is it. And I don't want people to mourn my death. He said, thereafter, once you have carried my body, like my Nabi says, Nabi alayhi salam says, when a person passes away, when the janazah is brought to the graveyard, an angel calls out, Yabna Adam, Yabna Adam, kharajta min al-turab, wa'udta ila al-turab, kharajta bila dhammin, wa'udta wa kulluka dhunubu. O foolish insan, your journey started from soil. Your journey returned to soil. The only difference is, you left sinless, but you returned full of sin. قَدْ كَانَ قَصْرُكَ ذَا شَرَفٍ. You enjoy the best of homes in this world. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَا هُنَا آمِنِينَ. Do you think you are going to live in this world forever? Like the Arabic poet says it so beautifully. He says, إِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ. إِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ. لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابُ وَلَا حَرَسُ. He says, every man will be snatched from his beloved. Not taken away politely. You know, we get these SMS announcement. 30-year-old youngster has passed away. Go to the graveyard. The youngster, 20 years old. I mean, youth man is gymming 5 times a week. Maintaining a disciplined lifestyle. But what happens? He gets up in the morning. He has a heart attack. He's dead and gone. Yesterday it was that man. Yesterday it was that alim. Today it is that youngster. Will my time not come? Homes have become deserted. Qabristans are full. There is no place to bury. What does the Arabic poet say? That every man will be snatched from his beloved. Not taken away politely. Snatched. What do we say? This man was with me in office yesterday. Today I am burying the man. Today it is him. Tomorrow it will be me. Nabi alayhi salam is standing with his companions. A janazah happens to go by. The riwayat appears in Hayatul Sahaba. The Sahabi asks Nabi alayhi salam, whose janazah is that? Nabi alayhi salam said, it is your janazah. If you don't like it, it is my janazah. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, what are you talking about? Nabi alayhi salam said, what does the Quran say? Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. That verily you will die and they will also die. إِنَّ الْحَبِيبَ مِنَ الْأَحْبَابِ مُخْتَلَسُ. Every man will be snatched from his beloved. لَا يَمْنَعُ الْمَوْتَ بَوَّابُ وَلَا حَرَسُ. No security, no doorkeeper will prevent the angel of death from entering. Wherever he enters, he is no trespasser. فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفْزُ وَالنَّفَسُ. O foolish insan, when Allah's camera is watching you, when Allah's angels are recording your every move, how then do you still develop arrogance and openly violate the orders of Allah? Dawud alayhi salam, the king of Palestine. If you study the life of Dawud alayhi salam used to divide his days into three. One day with his family, one day he would resolve the disputes amongst people, and one day was exclusively reserved for the worship of the Almighty Allah. That day would be exclusively reserved for the worship of the Almighty Allah. No person would dare come close to Dawud alayhi salam. Dawud alayhi salam, whilst engaged in ibadah, suddenly he looks to one side and he sees the shadow of a man. So Dawud alayhi salam, he was fortunate he had seen that shadow while worshipping Allah. How many youngsters aren't there who have seen the shadow in a rave club and a nightclub? In a casino with some strange woman with music blasting in the ears. Dawud alayhi salam looks at the shadow and he says, Man ant, who are you? The voice comes back. أنا الذي لا أحب الملوك ولا أقبل الرشاة. We all know what happens. I mean, you're driving at high speed. The traffic officer stops you. What we normally do, take 100 rands and palm him. He will let you carry on. What does this person say? أنا الذي لا أحب الملوك. I fear no kings. ولا أقبل الرشاة. I accept no form of bribery. Dawud alayhi salam said, إِذَنْ أَنْتَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. Then most definitely you are the angel of death. Marhaba, welcome, do what you have to do. You know, like it comes in the riwayat of Muslim, it is said when the angel of death came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the riwayat of Muslim says that Musa alayhi salam gave the angel of death one slap. These are no fairy tales. The eye of Malakul Maut fell out. And he comes back to the Almighty Allah. And he said, Ya Allah, arsaltani ila abdin la yuridul maut. You have sent me to such a man who does not desire to die. Allah Ta'ala tells the angel of death that go back to Musa and make the proposal to him. فَقُلْ لَهُ أَيَّضَعْ يَدَهُ عَلَى مَتْنِ ثَوْرِ. Tell Musa to take his hand and place it on the back of a black ox. And how many strands of hair his hand will cover, I will increase his life by that much. You know, if that proposal was given to you and I suppose we would have put both our hands. So Musa alayhi salam then asked the angel of death, Thumma mah. This is the proposal of your Lord. Musa alayhi salam said, what would happen after that? What would happen after that? The angel of death tells Musa alayhi salam, Oh Musa, summa al-maut. Eventually you will have to die. Fal'an. If that is the case, take away my life now. What does the Quran say? وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. The trumpet will be blown. The entire universe will be obliterated. The entire universe will be destroyed. Allah will then summon the angel of death. And Allah will say, مَنْ بَقِيَ مِنْ خَلْقِي. That tell me who is left now. The angel of death will reply, Allah baqiya Jibril, baqiya Mikail, baqiya Israfil, wa baqiya abduka da'if. Ya Allah, it is the four chief angels and no one else. Allah will then tell the angel of death that go to Jibril and faqbidh ruhahu, remove the soul of Jibril. The angel of death will comply. He will approach Jibril. فَيَجِدُ جِبْرِيلَ رَاكِعًا سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ. He will find Jibril prostrating before the Almighty Allah. Who was Jibril alayhi salam? The Quran says, عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. That Jibril was an angel, is an angel, with full power of might, with might and authority. The riwayat of Bukhari says, لَهُ سِتُّ مِيَةِ جَنَى. He has 600 wings. وَكَانَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ قُوَى. And part of the physical strength of Jibril was that annahu rafa'a mada'ina lut. On the tip of one wing, Jibril alayhi salam raised the seven cities of Lut alayhi salam and smashed them to the ground. That was the physical strength of Jibril. What is the spiritual strength of Jibril? As we all very well know, that Jibril was the liaison between Allah and the prophets. He brought down to revelation to the different prophets. If you open Tazkira Khatamul Anbiya, in this particular kitab it is written that Adam alayhi salam received revelation 10 times. Isa alayhi salam received revelation 10 times. Ibrahim alayhi salam received revelation 48 times. Nuh alayhi salam received revelation 50 times. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam receive revelation nothing less than 24,000 times. 24,000 times. One day Nabi alayhi salam tells Jibril, Zurna aksara mimma tazuruna. Why don't you come and visit me more often? Allah Ta'ala sends down the verse of the Quran al-Kareem. وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. O Muhammad, we do not come down. Jibril does not come down out of his own accord. It is Allah who sends him down. That was the spiritual and the physical strength of Jibril. The angel of death will come to Jibril. He will find him prostrating before the Almighty Allah. The angel of death will tell him, your time has come to go. The angel of death, Jibril, will cry, Fayabki Jibril. And he will make this dua to the Almighty Allah. Allahumma hawwin alayya sakarat al-maut. That, O Allah, ease in for me the pangs of death. Study the multitudes of du'as of Nabi alayhi salam. A du'a that featured in Nabi alayhi salam's daily life, and in particular after every salah, Allahumma hawwin alayya sakarat al-maut. That, O Allah, make it easy for me to leave this world with ease and comfort. It is said that the angel of death will comply and the soul of Jibreel will be removed. The angel of death will come back to Allah. Allah will say, Man baqiya min khalqi. Tell me who is left now. The angel of death will reply, Baqiya Mikael, wa baqiya Israfil, wa baqiya abduka da'if. Ya Allah, it is the three chief angels. Lengthy riwayat. Allah will tell the angel of death, go to Mikael and remove his soul. The angel of death will comply. He will remove the soul of Mikael. He will come back to Allah. Allah will say, who is left? The angel of death will reply, Baqiya Israfil wa Baqiya Abduka Da'if. Ya Allah, it is the two chief angels. Allah will say, go to Israfil. Nabi Ali Salam said, Israfil is so huge. The riwayat of Bukhari says, لَهُ جَنَاحٌ فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَجَنَاحٌ فِي الْمَغْرِبِ. He has one wing on the east, one wing on the west. رِجْلَهُ تَحْتِ الْأَرْضِ السَّابِعِ. His feet are beneath the seventh earth. Can we imagine the greatness of this angel? On one blow, the entire universe will be destroyed. The angel of death will come to him. And he will tell him, your time has come to go. He will start crying. He will also utter these words, Allahumma hawwin alayya sakarat al-maut. O my Allah, ease in for me the pangs of death, till eventually his soul will be removed. The angel of death will come back to Allah. Allah will say, Man baqiya min khalqi. Tell me who is left now. The angel of death will say, Ya Allah, baqiya abduka da'if. Ya Allah, it is me alone and no one else. Allah will then summon the angel of death. Allah will tell the angel of death, go and stand at a certain place and remove your own soul. The angel of death will comply. He will stand at a certain spot. Nabi alayhi salam said that if the entire creation from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till the last baby that will be born was alive, لو كان الخلق كلهم أحيا لماتوا من صيحته. If the entire creation from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till the last baby that will be born was alive, every one of them would have instantly died at the scream of the angel of death whilst removing his own soul. Nabi alayhi salam then said, the riwayat of Tirmidhi, when the jannatis will enter into Jannah, when those destined for Jahannam will enter into Jahannam, may Allah Ta'ala grant you and I a speedy entry into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala will then announce that death will be brought. The riwayat of Tirmizi says that death will be given the sheep, the shape of a sheep and a ram. Fi surati kabshin. Death will be brought in the shape of a sheep and a ram. It will be brought to a central location. Allah will gather every human being from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the last baby that was born. Jinnat and insan. They will stand around the sheep and the ram. And Allah will give this animal the power of speech. And it will mention, Ta'rifuni, do you recognize me? Everyone will agree that we know who you are death. Simply because every person had tasted from the cup of death. Allah will then order that death itself will be slaughtered. Death itself will be slaughtered. Allah will then stand up and Allah will make the declaration, Limanil mulkul yawm. To whom does the kingdom belong today? Allah himself will answer, Lillahil wahid al qahhar. To no one else but Allah. Like the Arabic poet says it so beautifully. And let me leave you on this. He says, as I'm about to leave this world, he says, my family members have gathered around me. Call this doctor, call that physician. They administer that medication. What does he say? My time to go has come. My time to meet my creator is close. He says, my eyes open. I take that final breath. Kalla idha balaghati taraqi. Wa qila man raq. Wa zanna annahu al-firaq. The knees meet, the eyeballs turn. The nose bends. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْمَسَاقُ. My time has come to go. He says, I can observe those around me. They are becoming emotional. My children are crying. He says, I close my eyes. I can observe them. I can picture them carrying my body. They bring my body. They remove my clothing. وَالْبَسُونِ ثِيَابًا لَا كِمَامَ لَهَا. They remove my clothing. They make me wear a garment that has no sleeves. They carry my body. وَقَدَّمُونِي إِلَى الْمِحْرَابِ. They bring my body close to the mihrab. وَصَلُّوا صَلَاةً لَا رُكُوعَ لَهَا وَلَا سُجُودَ لَهَا لَلَّهُ يَرْحَمُنِي. They perform a salah that has no ruku, no sujood, hoping that Allah will pity my situation. After the janazah salah, he says, I can picture them carrying my body. They bring me to the grave. They lower me into the grave. He says, my son comes down. وَكَشَفَ السَّتْرَ عَنْ وَجْهِ. He opens my face for one last glance. He kisses me on the forehead. They close my face and they throw sand upon me. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, when my brother Abdul Rahman had passed away, I could not be present at the burial of my brother. She mentioned this years later, the riwayat of Mishkat, while proceeding to Makkah. She passes by the qabristan of her brother, and from a distance, she looks at the grave of her brother. And she says, oh my brother, you and I were considered to be like the two kings of Jazima. This was a king who ruled for 50 years. Himself and his minister were inseparable. She says, you and I were like the king of Jazima. But she says, today I stand by the side of the grave of my brother. It seems as though I had never met my brother in his entire life. Brothers, today it is this man, tomorrow it will be that man. Will my time not come? Homes have become deserted, qabristans are full. Speak to the youth of this ummah. We have distanced ourselves from the deen of Allah. Let me remind you that very morning when you get up and you shave that beard over your face, you get up with the intention of missing that Fajr Salah. The day you meet your Allah will be no different. But if you get up with the intention of Salah, you get up with the intention of Tilawat, you get up with the intention of obeying the Almighty Allah, the day you stand up before the Almighty Allah, you will have some face to show your Allah and your Nabi. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala instill and infuse within us this consciousness and this reality. Like I said, my opening comments were, the words of Nabi Alayhi Salaam, the most intelligent man is the one who thinks about death daily and he lives a life in the preparation of death. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us a beautiful death with Iman in the holy city of Nabi Alayhi Salaam so that we could rest in the graveyard of Nabi Alayhi Salaam and be the first to enjoy the intercession of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa ma'alina illa al-balagh.